This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Hour number three. 3 hours we do this every night. We open up our phone lines so you can call in and talk about what you like. You don't have to talk about what we like. Call in with what's on your mind, and we'll give you a fair shake. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. In the studio, it's myself, Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been talking about the war on drugs in various contexts. In Mexico, they have a court case that's moving through the courts. It's subject to approval from a higher court that will decriminalize recreational use of cocaine for two individuals. You may say, well, that's pretty silly. It should be everybody. Well, all these things have to start somewhere.
Sure.
And
court cases only cover the plaintiffs.
Right.
And precedent is incidental.
Correct. And I don't know if the Mexican courts, as you pointed out, follow precedent the way we do. Precedent pretty much rules our system. And it's interesting, there are some pre-court cases that are going to challenge that idea of precedence in the United States, and I'll be watching those carefully. They're watching
The idea of precedent?
They're saying is, do we put so much faith in precedence? You know, looking back at past Supreme Court cases like, you know, Karamatsu versus U.S., where, you know, it's okay, according to the Supreme Court, that you lock people up based on what country or what nationality they are.
Yeah.
We could look at precedents and we could say it's okay to sterilize certain people that we don't think should ever breed. That was...
Well, not really, because the...
Well,
those precedents don't exist in modern America, because they've been overturned due to political change over time.
The Bell case, which dealt with sterilization, has never been overturned. I'm not sure that Karamatsu has ever been overturned.
Well, you try starting a sterilization program, see what happens to you.
I understand.
It's not
going
to go well for you.
But we're talking about today...
Wait, forced sterilization or just voluntary?
Forced sterilization by the state of Virginia versus a mentally retarded woman who was under state care, and they ruled, the Supreme Court ruled, and it's never been overturned, saying that, yes, the state has a interest in making sure that she does not breed.
Well, now, if the state of Virginia picks up that peculiar hobby again, I'm sure they'll find out very quickly that it will be overruled.
This is why I don't like the idea of putting a lot of faith in precedents. I think every issue
legal
should
opinions
always
change.
Exactly, and society changes. And there are a whole lot of things that are being done right now in Washington that I'll say half the country, at least the Democrats, they hate everything that Donald Trump does. And if Donald Trump gets taken to court and there happens to be some precedents, they will be the first ones to say, well, we shouldn't be taking that so seriously. And to me, it seems like lazy lawyering. All I got to do is enough research until I find something that establishes precedents for what I believe.
What you're talking about is a concept called stardisis.
Okay.
And I don't know the literal translation of that, but it's the idea that the Supreme Court should not randomly reverse itself on a regular basis. Now, the reason for that is because that's where you get stability. That's where you get the idea that, you know, if the Supreme Court ruled that Glick has a right to record the police, and the Supreme Court has ruled that somebody else has the right to record the police, then the Supreme Court will probably also find that I have a right to to record the police.
So that explains why Dred Scott, that case was so influential, because it gave at least some quarters in the slave-owning states the something to rely on that said, well, you know, Supreme Court, you shouldn't go back and reverse yourself too often. And you already sort of said slavery was okay, so don't go change it.
Right. But then again, it's also the thing that makes it possible to operate an abortion clinic in a state where the abortion laws are still on the books. It's possible to do that because you know that the precedent is that abortion is considered legal in the United States, and Supreme Court isn't going to randomly change that tomorrow without an intervening act of Congress. So, but then again, there are some things, obviously, that are just horrible decisions that should be overturned. Wickard v. Filburn.
Right. So you're picking and choosing which ones you're okay with.
With overturning? Well, of course.
Right.
Of course. You know, I don't want to change the things that I agree with. I want to change the things that I disagree with.
Of course.
That's true of everything.
But when the Supreme Court comes back and says, you know, the fact that the guy's selling wheat in Montana, he's affecting commerce in every other state of wheat, therefore that needs to stand. There's precedent. I think it's going to be interesting should the Supreme Court take up these cases that are going to challenge the role of precedence in it. Just, like I said, to
me,
and I'm not a
lawyer. Well, they may change some precedents, but they're not going to change the role of precedent in the system because it's integral to how the system works. You can't.
Yeah, that's true. That would be like changing the entire Western court system. The term that you mentioned, nobody, I'd only heard previously, it was actually State Rep. Dick Marple used the term. He pronounced it, and I did look it up. It's stare decisis.
Stare decisis.
Latin, and in Latin it means let the decision stand. In the United States and England, the common law has traditionally adhered to the precedents of earlier cases as source of law. The principle, known as stare decisis, distinguishes the common law from civil law systems, which give great weight to codes of laws and the opinions of scholars explaining them. Under stare decisis, once a court has answered a question, the same question in other cases must elicit the same response from the same court or lower courts in that jurisdiction, which of course would mean that a higher court is the only thing that can overturn it and set new precedent.
Yeah. So I guess then the articles I've been reading have pointed to the newly much more conservative Supreme Court saying that they are going to challenge certain aspects of that, and I'm not in a position to discuss it, meaning I don't know what the
Well, they can't challenge anything
are.
Unless a case is brought in front of them.
Right. Apparently they have a few cases that would stand up, you know, can be a springboard for jumping into that question. So it'll be interesting to see what's going on. Like I said, to me, I think a court should look at every case fresh. And you can certainly look at things, but if your just default move is to rely on previous on precedents, that seems kind of lazy to me. But that's just me.
Well, I mean, to me, let's take an advice from my personal life. I happen to be a felon. And there was a case in New Hampshire, a peculiar case, where a guy was arrested for being a felon in possession of a deadly weapon.
Right.
Because he had a bow and arrow, and he was out on his property, ironically enough, shooting at porcupines with it. And so he was arrested for being a felon in possession of a deadly, and the court ruled that because he was not using it in a way that could cause deadly harm to a man, it was not a deadly weapon in that context. What stare decisis gives me is the expectation that if I get arrested with a machete in my trunk, that the same thing will happen because the legal situations are are analogous. The law has not changed, so I should expect the same thing from the court.
And you did get arrested with a machete in your trunk.
Yeah, and we shall see whether they decide to overcome the precedent in that case. I hope they shall not.
855-450-FREE. It's an interesting concept, but we have a long history of the Supreme Court doing really stupid things. Maybe they should take a look at some of these old cases. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20. I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Living in a more free society isn't going to help you much if your life isn't free. If you're stuck at a job, business, or relationship where you are not free, what good is a free society to you? You can live a more free life. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effect of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 800-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's free as in freedom, free as in Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris, Ian, and Nobody, and we've been talking just a little bit about the Supreme Court and this idea of stare decisis. And I was educated, thank you, Nobody, thank you, Ian, because I really didn't know much about it. But it has to do with precedence, and in
stare decisis, for those just tuning in, is the Latin, of course, the concept that once a decision is made by a court, that same decision needs to continue to be made by that same court or lower courts until the higher court overturns said decision.
So this is a quick little read, and I like this about Christian Science Monitor, csmonitor.com. You can click on, just give me an overview of it. And the title is, Overruled is the Precedent in Danger at the Supreme Court. Why we wrote this, honoring legal precedent or stare decisis, has been in place for hundreds of years. The question of how high the bar should be set for overturning is one open to debate, a debate that has been going on this term between conservative and liberal judges. As the United States Supreme Court nears the end of its first term with reliable conservative five-justice majority, the debate over when to overturn precedent has surged back to prominence. Two long-standing precedents have been overturned in 5-4 decisions split along ideological lines. In a climate where the fate of higher-profile precedents like Roe v. Wade are uncertain, the justices have been writing at length about how they think the court's approach to handling precedents should change. Stare decisis, a doctrine dating back to English common law, the court should follow the precedents set by previous cases, is not a, quote, universal and inexorable command, unquote, Justice Louis Brandeis wrote in 1932, but it is, quote, usually a wise policy because in most matters it is more important than the applicable rule of law be settled than it is settled, that it's more important that it be settled right. Since the Supreme Court justices...
No, you didn't read that, what
no,
it said there correctly.
No, I did not. But it, quote, is usually the wise policy because in most matters it is more important that the applicable rule of law be settled than that it be settled right.
That's very confusing,
unquote,
to me. I understood what it said. They're saying it's more important that the rule of law be settled than it be settled right.
That's exactly what he said.
Well, I'm still not sure what that really means.
That may have been...
Well, they're saying that it's more important to have it settled as an unchanging than to have the proper answer.
I see what you're saying. That's a terrible thing to say.
Well, in some cases I agree with it, and in some cases I disagree with it. I don't think the... I think, and a lot of it depends on whether it's on the state side. I don't think the, right. I think the court should think very hard before finding that something that it previously found to be a right was not a right. But at the same time, if the court is reducing the burden on the citizen, then it's not really harming anybody. It's just...
Oh, I get it. But you're
refraining from...
Well, I would consider that
right.
Settling it right.
Yeah, yeah. You're being wishful about which course, which cases the court's going to take and how they're going to decide. If they toss out stare decisis on things that they don't like, then they are legislating from the bench.
Right.
Overturning precedent is not always a bad thing. If the Supreme Court can't overturn a bad precedent, the only other option is a constitutional amendment.
Right, and they are the highest court in the U.S., so they are more, I would say, probably more, it's more accepted when they overturn themselves. It does, you know, it has happened, right? There have
right.
been a number of times where that has happened. I guess the real question is, can a lower court go against its previous decisions, in which case that may be something that could get a judge in some hot water, perhaps.
or overturned again.
Overturned again.
Generally, what happens is, you know, the lower judge will put in a heterodox ruling, and of course the side that's harmed by this will
appeal and they'll say it violated stare decisis.
And then, you know, maybe the higher court will agree with them that whatever was going on with wrong was wrong, maybe not. But stare decisis militates on the side of not.
I guess one of the things this summary or whatever hasn't made clear is what exactly are they arguing about? They cited a justice from the 1930s, but the story is saying that the current justices are bringing this issue up and that they're split along ideological lines. So what I'm not clear on, and it may be a real minor legal point that we're even talking about here, I don't know. What are the ideological sides here on stare decisis?
Well, and I think that's where they encourage you to do the deep read. Overturning precedent is not always a bad thing. If the Supreme Court can't overturn bad precedent, the only other option is a constitutional amendment, but the high court must balance that with an obligation not to sow too much uncertainty over what the law of the land is. At stake is not just the future of precedents, like Roe, court watchers say, but public confidence in the court itself. So,
well, the idea being if they change their mind, it looks bad. Oh, the court's always changing their mind on stuff. So even if they determine, slavery, it's bad. But reversed ourselves too recently. Yeah, you're too early there.
Are you sure?
We reversed ourselves too frequently recently, so we're not going to reverse ourselves this time. Even though it's the right thing to do, we're not going to reverse ourselves this time, because if we're seen as reversing ourselves more than once every, half a century, then people are going to start to think the rule of law is a bunch of opinions of men, which is, of course, exactly what it is, backed by weapons.
Right, and I look at it as, if you're reversing, I can't remember the full case, but Bell and the state of Virginia. I think it was Bell versus
the telephone company.
No, this had to do with
inventor
forced sterilization.
Oh, okay.
Where the Supreme Court found for the state of Virginia that it was right to, it was allowed to require sterilization of a mentally retarded woman, and it hasn't been overturned. I think.
Well, of course, if they stop doing it, the decision will never be overturned until the government starts trying to do that again. So there's a lot of weird stuff on the books that would probably be overturned if it was ever revisited.
And I think there are a lot of people who would look at, just for example, the Trump presidency and say there is so much weird stuff that we would have never imagined going on. Conversely, Republicans would have looked at the Obama administration. So there is so much weird stuff that we would never envision going on that it would not have come up until it does come up.
And the power you give to your guys when they're in office will be abused by the next guys when they're in office.
We're talking about Supreme Court, and we got some phone calls we are going to go to, but there's plenty of time for you to get on the air. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump making the economy the centerpiece of his 2020 re-election and is talking about economic strength, despite the fact some economists talking about a recession. Now, the president presenting the Medal of Freedom to NBA legend Bob Cousy at the White House. After this ceremony, the president telling reporters,
"The job numbers have been really good."
The CEO of Overstock.com, Patrick Byrne, resigns after disclosing a romantic relationship with a Russian agent. Byrne, a guest on Bulls and Bears on Fox Business.
"I took some orders that seemed a little fishy. In 2015, 2016, last summer watching television, I figured out the name of who sent me the orders, and this has all now been confirmed to me. The name of the man who sent me the orders was a guy named Peter Strzok."
Oh,
my
goodness.
"Does that mean anything? Got it? Capiche?"
Yeah.
"So this is going to be quite a whirlwind."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. Free as in no, there is no such thing as a free lunch. 855-450-3733. That is our toll-free number. That's the number you can call to get on the air. You can also use our Discord lines. And in just a moment, we're going to go to Discord because we've got a caller waiting there. Discord is a very cool app. Use the Discord app, use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you will sound very good. It's very good quality. We used to take calls on another internet phone system that shall remain unnamed, but still is pretty popular. But Discord is just, it's been better, and we've really been happy with it. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been talking about Supreme Court and the idea of precedence. The current court seems to be in a mood to overrule previous decisions by said Supreme Court. And some of these are 30, 40, 50 years old, but rely on rulings that came in the 1800s. And they want to take a fresh view of these sorts of cases, and we've just been talking it. This concept of stare decisis, which I had never heard of.
It's Latin.
It is Latin, and you can look it up, but it is the idea that, you know, courts should first look to what have they done before as they approach cases and precedents in our court system seems, and throughout English common law countries, probably holds a lot of weight. And how often should courts look at those, and should they be reluctant to overturn previous decisions?
So basically, the conservative majority now on the Supreme Court has been overturning some stuff, and
yes.
So the other justices are mad about that because they're saying that, whoa, you need to not be so overturny because it makes us look indecisive. Is that the idea?
Well, that and the idea that the conservatives on the Supreme Court are taking this opportunity where they have a strong majority meaning 5-4, they can rule, if they stay together, they can rule every time. They could overturn all sorts of things. Of major concern would be Roe versus Wade, to the conservative wing and the liberal wing.
The thing that I would really like to see overturned, though, is Wickard v. Filburn.
Which one's that?
Wickard v. Filburn was the one where it was found that a man was engaged in interstate commerce while growing wheat on his own land to feed to his own animals.
That's yes. Crazy.
And
never sold it out of state.
Basically changed the Commerce Clause from the government can regulate interstate commerce to the government can regulate anything that ever touches or affects interstate commerce.
Right.
Which is not what the Constitution says.
The argument was that by growing wheat, even though he wasn't selling it across state lines, he was affecting interstate commerce. And this is this decision. You're exactly right, Rich. This decision has impacted our lives, I think, more than any other bad decision.
Yeah, and this decision was instrumental in a California weed case recently, where basically the argument was made that the government didn't have the authority to regulate marijuana or to outlaw marijuana, and they said, oh, yeah, we do, because it affects interstate commerce, even though it can't legally be sold between states.
Oh, brilliant. But these are the types of things that come out, and it's going to be interesting to watch some of these cases. I'm not a big Supreme Court watcher, but I try to at least know kind of what's going on, and certainly Trump's appointments have had an impact on the Supreme Court. As every president's, if they are in a position where they get to make some nominations, and they can talk about the Supreme Court being, you know, it's nonpartisan, it's very independent. No, it's going to be set up how whoever gets the luck of the draw by which judges retire or die, that's who's going to set the agenda, and that's what's happening now. We're going to go to Discord, where we've got Turd Ferguson on the line. Turd, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
That's probably our sound card. It hasn't done that in a long time, because it's actually a brand new device, and I was hoping that would not happen with the new device.
Well, dang it.
I'm so sorry about
Turd,
that.
I'm putting you on hold.
Yeah.
We're going to try to...
we'll see if we can figure that out.
We'll see if we can
the break.
We'll call the tech support people, who I'm looking at.
I'm
right
here.
Now.
I just can't do anything during the show.
Can't do anything. Can't really reboot everything during the show, so we might not get back to you. But again, presidents do affect precedents if they are able to stack a particular court in favor of what they believe in while they're in. And if the justices decide to go along with, ideology, then it can have implications that can last for hundreds of years.
Oh, yeah. If Trump were to replace another one or two justices, that would be a really powerful block that would change the world for decades.
Right now, it's, I believe, a 5-4 majority if you were to consider ideological lines, so conservative versus liberal. And this is, the Supreme Court has so much power Originally, it was there to hear occasional disputes. That all changed with Marbury v. Madison, and the judges, believe it or not, granted the Supreme Court a lot more power and through precedence,
shocking,
have kept it. And, you know, the idea of judicial review, that they can review anything that the legislative branch does and determine it to be constitutional or unconstitutional, that in itself basically put the Supreme Court at the top of the heap in your three legs of the American Constitution and the three branches, major branches of government. So it's...
they became the skyhook.
They did, and that's... I think it's... It needs a rebalancing. Now, if they came, if they, the Supreme Court came out and said, you know what, we don't like that. We think that when we think the states should be able to petition whether laws are constitutional or not. And let's say, we'll say that, you know, if 2/3 of states agree that a particular law is unconstitutional, then that would overturn our precedents, or they could. They could make that a judicial claim through state courts.
Well, there used to be a tool through which states could do that sort of thing. It was called the Senate, because senators were appointed by state legislatures,
and the Senate was
expected to speak for the state government.
But then they changed it and made it popular elections.
Yeah, 17th Amendment changed it to popular elections, and I think that was actually a blow against federalism.
Oh, the biggest blow. So right now, folks, you have the president, and he represents the executive branch of government. You have the House of Representatives that, you know, we elect them. They allegedly represent us. And then you have the Senate, who is elected through very high-stakes, expensive campaigns, so they represent the special interests. And
right.
That's how American government works now.
Except they all represent the special interests.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Corporations, politically connected.
When you took that away from the states, then the states in a federal, in what's supposed to be... federalism as a rule, that went out the window and hasn't been seen since.
More centralized power.
Hey, yay. 855 450 free. We're talking about all kinds of exciting stuff, and maybe you don't want to talk about that. Change the subject. Give us a call. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Final segment. If you call right now, we can still get you on the air. And, Ian, we were talking earlier about, refresh my memory, we've been on so many subjects today.
Yeah, it was one of the earlier discussions we ended up talking about why it is that we felt like, or nobody certainly felt like, that the S word had become more welcome on broadcast television.
And this was during the story we were talking about the emergency alerts system,
right,
was being accidentally played on a couple different shows, and the FCC fined them all about $600,000 total because it played during The Walking Dead.
But it wasn't an accident during The Walking Dead.
Right. They were using it as part of the show, and Jimmy Kimmel used it in a skit, and therefore, people must be fine. But yeah, when did the S word get used on TV?
Well, you had brought up NYPD Blue, nobody, and according to the story here at Ars Technica, that did happen. 2008, the story here says that apparently the FCC did end up throwing the indecency book at ABC television stations, but not for the S word. They did it over the February 2003 episode where portions of a naked woman's buttocks were shown. And you may recall this controversy back when
I saw those buttocks.
When it happened.
You said that very Forrest Gump-like.
They were lovely buttocks.
FCC Commissioner Deborah Taylor at the time said, quote, "Our action today should serve as a reminder to all broadcasters that Congress and American families continue to be concerned about protecting children from harmful material and that the FCC will enforce the laws of the land vigilantly."
Vigilantly.
The commission ruled against the NYPD Blue scene, which broadcast at 9 p.m. in Central and Mountain time zones, in which a pre-adolescent boy accidentally walked in on an older woman undressing in the bathroom. He backs out and apologizes, but not before viewers got a glance at the woman's naked behind.
Oh, and there must have been tens of millions of callers and many complaints about, I'll bet there were.
There were complaints.
I'll bet there were. I bet there were a few dozen.
There are certain activist groups, certain religious-based activist groups that, even if they don't see the thing happen,
right.
they get an email from their group, and the group says, oh, this happened on NYPD Blue on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock in this time zone, and if you are offended by it, even though you didn't see it, you should send a letter to the FCC, and here's how to do it. The FCC declared the scene indecent because, quote, it depicts sexual organs and excretory organs, which, by the way, butt cheeks are neither of those things.
It's true.
Specifically, an adult woman's buttocks, according to the commission's notice of apparent liability. ABC attorneys defended the show, arguing the buttocks do not constitute a sexual organ, which is true. The FCC declared, we reject this argument, which runs counter to both case law and common sense.
Unbelievable.
Well, forget about science. Whoa, we don't need any science in here about what an actual sex organ is, which is to say an organ with the capability to reproduce.
Well, it's interesting.
Not what's sexy. That's not what a sex organ is.
Right. And it's insanity.
Well,
I was thinking back to Nipplegate. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was like 05.
That was a big deal. That was, I'm just looking this up, the FCC fined CBS a record $550,000. Which was fought in the Supreme Court, but the fine was appealed and voided in a case to reinstate the fine. A case that attempted to reinstate the fine was refused to be heard in 2012. So.
Right, and I wanted to bring that case up, the 2012 case, because the story at Ars Technica made me wonder, because this is an old story. It was 2008 from Ars Technica. It's more than a decade ago. My thought was, well, you know, were there any further rulings about so-called fleeting expletives, which would be an accidental, you know, in the case, supposedly, Janet Jackson wants you to believe that wasn't planned. But in the case of an accidental expletive on the air or fleeting nip slip or whatever, that no big deal, let it slide. According to the Wikipedia article about fleeting expletives, in June of 2012, the Supreme Court rescinded several fines issued by the FCC regarding indecent content, including the Fox case stemming from the 2002 Billboard Music Awards. That's not the same thing as Janet Jackson.
Right.
The court ruled that the FCC's change in enforcement policy to target fleeting instances of profanity and nudity on television was too vague, thus violating the defendant's right to due process. The court, however, did not address the policies themselves. So while they threw out several fines that were issued over fleeting expletives or brief indecent content, they did not overturn the bad restrictive policies. So now we come back to the question of the S word on television, on broadcast TV. So again, back to Ars Technica. The agency, again, rejected NYPD Blue. They fined the ABC television stations that aired it. Lastly, the broadcasting company insisted that it had received only a modest number of complaints for the program, to which the FCC replied the agency received, quote, numerous complaints.
Numerous.
Including thousands of letters from members of various citizen advocacy groups. The commission may have been referring to the TV Indecency Busybodies. Oh, I'd forgotten their name. Parents Television Council. These are the people who send out the emails, the PTC known for encouraging its members to complain about shows they haven't even watched. The FCC proposed a $27,500 fine for each of the ABC affiliate stations who broadcast the show, which came to a total of $1.4 million. The agency could have hit the network even harder, as they could have hit them with over or with up to $325,000 per violation. The FCC has shown lenience in the past towards NYPD Blue. In November of 2007, the commission fined Fox in their 2002 and 2003 broadcasts of the Billboard Music Awards, which the agency said violated its new policy regarding fleeting expletives. Cher used the phrase "effem," and Nicole Richie asked her audience if they had, quote, ever tried to get cow s out of a Prada purse. It's not so effing simple. In the same, so that was what was overturned.
Fairly clear, yeah.
That fine was overturned by the Supreme Court in 2012. But the same decision, the agency let an episode of NYPD Blue off the hook for repeatedly airing the word BS because the complainant had filed charges against a broadcast of the program aired after 10 p.m., which is the beginning of television's safe harbor period. And that was what you'd speculated earlier, Chris, was that, well, if the S word appears after 10 p.m., it's probably going to be okay because according to the FCC rules, a program can be indecent between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., but it can never be so-called obscene. So indecency, they may believe, has to do with the S word, but not obscenity.
This should, if you are listening to this, this should...
It's confusing.
Make it clear to you how dysfunctional our government is. Mm-hmm. Where is the law? There is no law. The law is we tell the FCC to do what they think is best. And the FCC counteracts itself. It speaks out of both sides of its mouth. It rules in some cases for and against. There's no consistency.
And it doesn't have any constitutional excuse for existing.
Oh,
there's no
rich.
Authority.
Come on.
There's no constitutional authority. And there's a First Amendment that says that Congress will pass no law abridging freedom of speech and of the press. Well, that's
right
exactly
on.
What the FCC does every day, is it says,
we
will choose who may speak and we will choose who may not speak.
No. You can speak all you want. The FCC is only regulating the broadcast spectrum. You can speak. They don't tell you what you can and can't say.
Well, sometimes that's how I speak.
Indeed.
Case in point right now.
It's true.
And it's...
So I would say it's unclear right now, based on what I've read here tonight, that you can say the S word on broadcast television. I don't think that you can get away with it before 10 p.m. After 10 p.m., maybe you will. Maybe you won't.
But the whole point
of this... keep in mind, 10 p.m. Eastern time is 9 p.m. Central.
And what if you happen to live somewhere in Indiana that's in one of those, maybe I'm Eastern, maybe I'm not? It's insane.
Then turn off your TV if you don't like it.
Exactly.
Right.
You got a farm to run in the morning, so just go to bed. It's insane. And this is the same ideas, the same organization that comes up with laws and ways to regulate what people put in their bodies. It regulates what comes out of people's mouths or what goes, more importantly, what goes in their ears or in their eyes. That's all the time we've got tonight. The idea that government can just make decisions. The FCC can be our morality police, and we should thank them.
Well, we can't have children seeing somebody's butt crack. My God.
No, buttocks. I don't think they saw crack. I don't know.
Well, in order to see the buttocks, you got to see the crack, too. Right?
Well, it depends.
There was cleavage.
Butt cleavage.
See you tomorrow.
Have a good night, everybody. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.